Bill Gradisson shared with Wilbur a close relationship with Marion Folsom even before Marion was Secretary of HEW, and they worked closely together. Not going to be too many Republicans on this program today, but Arthur Fleming was one. I said say is one. I'm mixed. Arthur Fleming is one, and Bill Gradisson certainly is one. I'll give you Bill.
I have been involved with the Social Security issue in some ways over a period of years. In particular, I had a chance to serve under the leadership of Jake Pickle when he was chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee, including that very difficult period back in 1983 when if a Social Security reform measure did not pass, the checks would not have gone out on time. That was the situation of the fund at the time. I first became aware of Wilbur Cohen's leadership in the social insurance field, as has already been mentioned, when I came to Washington to work for Marion Folsom at the Treasury in 1953. Treasury, you may say, what did that have to do with it? Well, the fledgling Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, which was created in 1953, was working on a Social Security bill. Substantial coverage was extended, as I recall, in 1954. Marion Folsom had served on every advisory commission, including the first one, appointed by Franklin Roosevelt back in the 30s. And while he was at the Treasury, he was nonetheless asked to assist the Department of Health, a new Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, advised them with regard to the amendments that were under consideration at the time. 2 years later, with Mr. Folsom, when he became the second Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, we began to grapple with these issues in a very direct way. And I guess it was at about that point that I learned that Wilbur Cohen was a force to be reckoned with. Whether he was in the government or out of the government, he continued to focus his boundless energies on strengthening the nation's Social Security programs. Many, in frankness, can spend a lifetime in the Congress and at best touch the lives of only a handful of our constituents in a really meaningful way. Wilbur Cohen, in contrast, improved the lives of virtually all Americans over his long, creative, and constructive career. And through the years that I knew him, he did so with a remarkable combination of wisdom, enthusiasm, patience, and good humor. His death is a loss to us all, but he leaves as his legacy a more humane society for every American.